clock. On to something else that seems to be taking an extraordinarily long time to arrive. Malusi Gigaba, the degree to which that man damaged the country in various ways. I mean, you know, all right, it wasn't his idea. The whole idea of the unabridged birth certificates wasn't Malusi Gigaba's idea alone. But boy, did he pick up that idea and run. And the number of tourists who might have come to this country and didn't, the number of tourists who tried to come to this country and were turned away because they didn't have the correct paperwork. And then we were told in Cyril Ramaphosa's State of the Nation address in 2018, we were told, that's changing. We're going to fix the visa regime. All of this, now it must go. We were told that again in his State of the Nation address in 2019. War es die Hut? Huh? I'm traveling a bit at the moment, but I'm going to Turkey in May. I get a link from the person who's arranging my trip. Apply for a visa here. I click on it. It asks me 20, not even that, 12 really simple questions. Wants to know my name, wants to know my date of birth, and wants to know what day I'm planning to arrive in Turkey, and a couple more questions like where I live. You know, nothing about have I ever been a terrorist or how much do I earn or nothing. Just ask me a couple, maybe 10 of the simplest questions imaginable. And I click finish, and 5 minutes later, I have my visa to visit Turkey. It's been emailed to me. It's a process that took from start to finish less than 10 minutes. And I'm authorized to arrive in Turkey on the 6th of May. I'm not allowed to stay longer than 30 days, but I can go back to Turkey as many times as I like within 12 months on this visa, which took me 10 minutes to get. You know, why do things have to be so complicated? Why do the bloody Australians have to put South Africans through so much misery? That thing I raised yesterday about the Australians, I was flooded with emails in my inbox overnight from people who are on their third or fourth flight change because they haven't been able to get any kind of solid information from the Australians. We did approach the Australian High Commission. Will you have somebody on the radio? Nah. No, mate. Sorry, mate. No, that's a VFS thing, mate. No, mate. Oh. The CEO of the Tourism Business Council of South Africa joins us now, Chifiwa Chibengwa. Chifiwa, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me.
Do you know whether e-visas are any closer for us in South Africa or for people wanting to visit South Africa?
Well, we've been having series of meetings with the Department of Home Affairs, and you quite correctly mentioned that in the previous State of the Union in 2018, and the past one now, the president did mention that we need to sort out the whole immigration regime when it comes to tourists who want to visit South Africa. So far, we have been told by Home Affairs that they will be piloting the e-visa system in New Zealand beginning of next month, meaning beginning of April. So we should be able to see the system starting to go live. That's what they have, told us. We haven't seen the system. We are, saying to them, show us the system, do a demo to us so that we can see how it works. But I must say that, we should all remember that, the visa or the e-visa systems have been applied in many, many different countries. You said Turkey. I visited Turkey myself, and it took me a very short period of time to apply and get my visa. There are other countries in Africa that are using similar systems. So it shouldn't have taken us this long to apply the system. All we had to do was to go to the countries that are doing it properly, that have the system that is intelligent enough to identify, the risk factors, if there are any, and be able to issue the visa. So we're a bit behind. We should have been the first in Africa to do it. We claim to be, the most industrialized country in Africa and the most technological advanced, but we are lacking when it comes to that. And I'm hoping that, the application or the introduction of this e-visa system is going to be smooth. That's, we hope. I don't want to see a situation where we're going to be told that, there isn't money to do the upgrade of a system or so forth and so on. So we must take the best from different countries in the world and apply it here.
So I've just got an email from a listener called Jan who's written to me. I had the same experience with obtaining my visa for Ethiopia as you had with your application for the visa for Turkey. Took me 5 minutes online, paid my $52. In the Turkish case, it's free. I didn't have to pay anything, but paid $52. And 5 minutes later, it was approved and in place. If Ethiopia can do it, why not us as well? And that, I mean, basically, that's what you've been saying, Chifiwa.
Absolutely. We do have examples in Africa. Rwanda is doing it. Uganda is doing it. Ethiopia is one of the shining examples. Technology is there. You know, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. All we need to do is to copy the best and copy with pride and apply it. It's going to benefit us in the long term. We need more tourists to come to the country so we can, have more jobs, you know, and more economic activities, you know, within the country.
And I mean, I'm sort of tempted to make a further joke about it and say the reason that it's taking so long is because every time they set up a demo, the lights go out. They, you know, in a building that has load shedding, and they schedule it for 2 days later, and bang, load shedding hits them again, and so they can never put it together. But I mean, it's hard to think of a reason why they are moving so slowly unless they are, you know, actually sort of quite resistant to the idea and don't fully embrace the possibilities.
Yeah, I must say, you know, lately there has been, you know, from my dealings with Home Affairs, they have been open, a bit more than, you know, what they used to be in the past. We have been in this journey for the past, if you look at the issue of unabridged birth certificate, it's been in the system since 2015. So we have tried to have meetings since 2015. It's now that we're starting to see some level of traction and some level of flexibility and understanding. It took us that long. I mean, it's going to 5 years now. And I must say that in many countries, if you want to see economic growth, if you want to create jobs, we've got to prioritize certain sectors and say, these are the sectors that create jobs. And we've got to put our effort in growing those sectors. And it's only now that we're starting to see some level of traction. And we're hoping that this is going to be sustained, because the last thing we want is that, you know, we see a bit of traction, then we'll go back to where we were, you know, 5 years ago. We have to move on certain issues. There are people that are looking for jobs. The tourism industry is positioned very well to create jobs. We need government to embrace it. We need government to hug the industry and say, what can we do for you? How can we help? And for us, it's easy. Once the government is assisting us, we will do the rest. We'll get the tourists here, we'll offer experiences, we'll make sure that when they leave, they have positive experiences and they can share with their friends and family. And hopefully more tourists will come into the country.
As long as we have some power to keep their experiences going, I've heard some very grumpy tourists over the last couple of days. But anyway, thank you very much, Chifa Chibengwa, CEO of the Tourism Business Council of South Africa.